My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to fight fatigue. Many people are staring down burnout these days, but it is possible to make life feel better and more doable, and maybe even keep your sense of optimism, too. To say the last 18 months have been rough is, well, an understatement. I know these pandemic years have been especially rough for people who've lost loved ones or who've gotten sick themselves. They've been tough on parents who've been dealing with anxiety and schedule disruptions. Small business owners in particular have been navigating all sorts of economic uncertainty and rules that seem to change just as you get used to the old ones. So we're tired. But it is possible to fight fatigue. Some of this is just physical self-care. Forget the day at the spa. Let's focus on the basics. We're less tired when we get adequate sleep. If you can't change when you wake up, which many responsible adults can't do, then move what time you go to bed. Give yourself a nice early bedtime. Consider it a treat. Going to bed early is how grown-ups sleep in. You will not solve the world's problems or your problems by staying up late to clear out your inbox. But you will be better able to solve problems in the morning if you're well rested. Second, get some physical activity each day. I get that you don't have time to go to the gym, but you can always do something. One of my cardinal time rules is to move for 10 minutes every day by 3 p.m. because that rule gets you thinking strategically about the day. You look to see where activity can fit. You take charge of your time. Just a walk will do. Just 10 minutes. More is better, of course, but if more seems overwhelming, I promise even 10 minutes will boost your energy levels and make life feel more doable. Third, eat like your body matters. You can take 15 minutes for a meal rather than eating a candy bar at your desk. If you just can't make cooking work, well, maybe now's the time to try one of the myriad meal delivery services out there. Then there's the psychological aspects of fatigue. We feel tired when we don't feel like we're getting anywhere. Or maybe we even feel like we're making negative progress. But there are a few practical things we can do here too. First, see if you can offload even a few tasks. Yes, I know there is a labor shortage going on and it's really hard to hire people. But you might be able to contract with a virtual assistant for a few hours a week, or bring in a student for a few hours of the easy stuff. Or maybe you could tackle everything with your business or your job if you had a bit more help on the home front. Do you need more childcare? Help with the house cleaning? I think I already mentioned the meal delivery idea. Second, celebrate how far you've come. I mean celebrate any win you can find. Maybe you got a $20 discount on a regular purchase. That is $20 straight to the bottom line. Maybe your business got mentioned on a local website. It doesn't need to be the New York Times to count. Any of this can be energizing when you activate your cheering section. And finally, when things are really hard, you can recognize that getting through the day is enough. Yes, there are a million other things that probably have to happen at some point. But if today happened and wasn't a total disaster, at least on the margins, then all is okay. You will deal with tomorrow when it comes. How have you been fighting fatigue these last few months? I'd love to hear your strategies. You can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.